Starring Fred McMurray. And as Bub, William Frawley.
As usual, Mike.
And your honored guests, they are pleased?
Oh, I'm sure they are.
You bet. Oh, it's just great.
It was a wonderful dinner, Mr. Lee.
I'd ask you for the recipe, only I'm afraid to find out what tastes so good.
Oh, to you, Mr. Douglas, I apologize. You were disappointed not to have Peking duck, but if I had known yesterday, it would have been ready.
Well, I'm not disappointed, Mrs. Lee. Now I have an excuse to come back.
They're very gracious. Excuse me.
Isn't she charming?
A very beautiful woman.
If Mai and I weren't such good friends, I could be jealous.
Honey, I admire Mai like I admire a Wu Chen landscape or a Ming vase. Something lovely from another time and place. A wife should be contemporary.
She's a Ming vase, and I'm a plastic mixing bowl.
Hey, Bob. I thought you said you couldn't use chopsticks. You're doing great.
Yeah. What kind of a trade-in could you get me on our old knives and forks?
Ray, does Mrs. Ling run this restaurant all by herself?
Yes, since the death of her husband.
May your futures be sweeter than the cookies in which you find them.
Thank you. You know, I believe in fortune cookies.
You know, you can make them mean just about anything you want to. Oh, boy. Your heart will be captured by a fair-haired beauty. Esther June Tomlinson. She's a brunette. Not since Saturday.
Listen to this. Your life will be brighter. Sweeping changes ahead. You're getting that new vacuum cleaner for me, eh, Steve?
Chip, what does yours say?
Nothing much.
Well, come on, let's see, Chip. You will win a prize, but lose your heart.
What does the future hold for you, Mr. Douglas?
Well, let's see. A small disappointment will bring much happiness.
Boy, you couldn't miss. I bet you could be city champ. Maybe state. Or maybe even go to the national tournament.
Ernie, I got better things to do than to play marbles.
I wish I could play like you do.
Well, you're not bad for a kid. You lose because you worry too much about losing. They're only marbles.
Yeah, but I don't like to think of somebody else having my cat's eye or this image. If there was someone I was sure I could beat.
Well, then it wouldn't be any fun.
Hi.
Hi.
Got some marbles. Want to play?
But can't play marbles with a girl?
I can play pretty good.
I play for keeps. And if there's one thing worse than having a girl staring at me, seeing one cry.
It's a great pleasure to have you here with us again, Mr. Douglas.
Well, the feeling is mutual, as you can see.
Again, I didn't expect you, or I would have prepared a special dish.
We made up our mind the last minute, Mai.
Well, the tea's cold. I'll bring you a fresh pot.
Thanks, Mai. You know, Ray, this is the best Chinese food I've ever eaten. I don't know how I missed this place. It's been here a long time. Huh?
Since I can remember, Ho Ling opened it when he first came from China.
He must have been a lot older than Mrs. Ling.
He was. Ho brought Mai from Hong Kong as a bride, and she was only 15. This cafe is the only life she has ever known in America. Now she must sell out.
What's she going to do?
She's decided to go back to Hong Kong.
Tony.
Some hot tea?
Yes, thank you. Oh, thank you.
Both hands. When tea is served with both hands and accepted with both hands, it is a pledge of friendship.
Oh, I see. Thank you.
Mai, why don't you tell Steve how the custom started?
Well, it goes back to the ancient method for settling quarrels. When there had been a disagreement and one person was willing to admit he had been wrong, then he would suggest a pot of tea. And he would offer the other a cup with both hands, showing that he could not strike a blow.
How could he with both hands on the teacup?
It'd be a little difficult, wouldn't it?
If the other also took the cup with both hands, then they're friends again.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Thanks, Maya. I've known Maya for a long time, and I've never seen her so outspoken with a man before.
Well, I think she's just being courteous, Ray, because I'm your friend.
Oh, I know her better than that. Steve, Alice and I feel she's running back to Hong Kong without giving herself a chance to be part of the world outside this cafe.
You mean she's afraid of the outside world?
Yes. Instead of just retreating to Hong Kong, we'd like to see her make a fair choice. Maybe you can help her, Steve.
Well, how could I help?
She has great respect for you. Perhaps you can make her realize that this is a warm and friendly country, and she could be part of it if she will only climb out of her shell.
You mean she needs self-confidence, huh?
That's it.
Well, I'll do what I can, Ray. And it'll be a pleasure.
Is it okay if Sally eats with us?
Why, sure.
Great, then I'm going to go pick her up at work.
One guest equals one more cup of water. One more potato.
Hi,
fellas.
Mr. O'Casey, can Chip have dinner at my house?
Well, is this a little surprise for your mother?
No, Mom says it's okay.
He's celebrating.
Look at all the marbles I won.
Well, who'd you beat?
He won't tell. What's the difference as long as I win?
Okay, but be a little careful with the champagne.
Thanks, Uncle.
One person less.
Here are the groceries, Bob.
Thanks, Rob, thanks.
Bob, you remember those fortune cookies?
Yeah, why?
Mine was sure right about that fair-haired beauty.
Oh, you and that Esther June, what's her name, got things going great, huh?
No, she's a redhead this week. But Loretta Roush and I just discovered each other.
Well, that's dandy.
Oh, is it okay if Pete Gaskins has dinner with us? His mom's out of town.
Well, I don't know why not, sure.
Great. Now we can spend that eating money she gave him for gas.
Hi, Bob.
Hi.
Smells like I'm going to miss a good dinner.
Why, are you going out?
Yeah, I'm finally going to have that Peking duck. Mrs. Ling's been preparing it since Wednesday.
Well, I've been collecting the stuff I got in that stew for a week.
I hope my not being here isn't going to complicate things.
Wonder if I could borrow your slide rule.
What for?
I want to try and figure out how many are going to be here for dinner.
Did you have a nice dinner?
Well, my, again, I've eaten too much. You know, I've had Peking duck in Taipei, Manila, Hong Kong, all over, but never anything like this. It was great.
Very kind of you.
Ray tells me that you're going to sell this place.
Yes, I found a buyer.
And then you're going back to Hong Kong.
Yes.
It's hard to imagine anyone else running the place, isn't it? Well, you've given it such a personal touch, with the wind chimes and the flowers.
The flowers have always been very important to me. The orchid, the blossom, the chrysanthemum, the lotus. I was born in the month of the lotus.
That's very appropriate.
But this one doesn't seem to want to blossom.
But when it does, it'll be very beautiful. It'll be worth waiting for. Is it permissible for the owner to have tea with the customer?
Of course. I want a lot of bui lei la.
What'd you say?
I asked for tea. Thank you. This tea was part of my dowry for my husband.
part of your dowry. That was quite a while ago, wasn't it?
It has been served only to our very special guests.
I'm honored.
The longer the tea leaves are kept, the older they get, the more we prize them.
That's a wonderful aroma.
It's flavored with lychee, so that the fragrance may linger and, with it, pleasant memories.
You make drinking a cup of tea something special.
For me, Mr. Douglas, this evening is something special.
Why don't you call me Steve?
All right, Steve.
Thank you.
Well, Ray, we're off somewhere.
Yes, but where?
Hysteresis.
Check. Doppler damping.
Check. Sinusoidal reduction.
Check. Exponential and gamma distribution.
Check.
你们两位听见刚刚不巧好吗?
Alice, that's very rude.
Rude? Me?
Yes, speaking in the language you know Steve can't understand.
How do you think I feel listening to you two talk? Sinusoidal slithotide?
Our apologies, Alice.
Oh, you're forgiven. Now have some tea.
Thank you.
Very proper. Maya's a good influence.
Oh, well, Maya's a remarkable woman.
We think so too, Steve. Now, if we could only convince her.
She's frightened to stay here, a lone Chinese woman. She's determined to go back to Hong Kong.
Maybe she's right. Maybe she's been living in 12th century China too long.
I don't think so, Ray. Maya's a charming, intelligent woman. There's no reason why she shouldn't get along anywhere.
You really believe that, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. The only trouble is Maya doesn't believe it. So I'm going to prove to her just how adaptable she is.
How, Steve?
Well, on Thursday night, I'm taking her to a small dinner party at the Powells.
Among non-Chinese? Strangers? She'd never agree to go.
She already has.
She has? Well...
Please, Ray, please tell him I cannot go with him to the party tomorrow night.
Then why did you accept in the first place?
I was excited. I was pleased that he wanted me to meet his friends, and I said yes without thinking.
My, you'll have a wonderful time.
Oh, please, Ray. My friendship with Mr. Douglas is very important to me. I do not wish to spoil it.
You think spending an evening out with Steve in his world will spoil your friendship?
You see, here I know what to do and what to say. It's all prescribed, a formula. It's only the surroundings that charm him.
You're wrong, Mike. It is because he is your friend. Steve wants you to realize how wrong you are.
In a few days, I leave for Hong Kong.
All I can say, Mai, is you break your date with Steve, you'll be making a big mistake.
I don't know what to do. Suppose I disappoint him, embarrass him in front of his friends. Take me away from this place, from what I'm trained to be. What am I?
A woman of dignity. Remember that, Mai.
Look into the mirror. I'm not sure. Do I look strange?
No, you look great. Well, shall we go?
I feel as if I'm about to dive off a high board into cold water.
Well, there may be a little shock at first, Mai, but then I think you'll like it. And this is George's wife, Helen, and Dorothy Maben and her husband, Phil.
Mrs. Ling, how are you?
Would you like to sit down, Mrs. Ling?
Hey, Steve, I want to show you something. Now, look here. Phil and I have been arguing about this bridge hand all afternoon. Now, it was in the paper this afternoon. Now, you're the dealer. You're vulnerable. You sit down. Sit right down. Now, you're the dealer. You're vulnerable. And you pick up this hand. What do you bid first?
Well, two spades.
Would you like a drink, Mrs. Ling?
No, thank you, Mrs. Mason.
Oh, Dorothy's Mrs. Mabe and I'm Mrs. Powell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Names.
There should be some painless way of introducing people.
We should wear those cards that they have at conventions. Would you like a cigarette, Mrs. Ling?
No, thank you.
I suppose you find the United States very different from China.
Yes. How long have you lived here?
Oh, 14 years.
14 years? Oh, my goodness, you're practically a native.
You know, I like Chinese food, but I can't get George to try it. Oh, that's where it is. My Larry's been looking for that for 3 days.
You have children?
Yes, three.
I have two. That is, unless you count Phil.
Oh, don't get started on our children.
Oh, please do tell me about them.
Well, as you see, my Larry is a car enthusiast, but if he grows up to be a driver like his father, there's no one in the family who's going to be safe.
He's just the same age as my Vera Lou. And the other day, they built a lemonade stand in front of our apartment building. And before I could catch them, you know that they had sold 80 cents worth of lemonade.
That reminds me, when I was young, my cousin and I, on a very hot summer day, we made some sweet sour plum juice, and we went out to sell.
Oh, no. Oh, they do that in China, too.
And I have no idea how many people we made ill. Please do tell me some more about your children.
Well, oh, tell them what Michael did at school the other day.
Oh, you won't believe what Michael did at school the other day. He is the cutest thing.
When the man who hit the ball runs a complete circle.
Well, it's not a circle, Maya. It's a diamond.
Well, when the man runs a complete diamond, it's called run home.
No, that's not quite right. Home run.
It's called a home run.
There. See how quickly Maya catches on? Yeah. Helen thinks a shortstop is a rest station between the bases.
Oh.
Maya, you've got to come to a ball game with us one of these times.
Oh, I would love to.
All right. Say, Maya, now when there's a man on first, the pitcher can't pitch from a full windup.
A windup?
Yeah, that's right, windup. You see, he has to pitch from a stretch position. Now, when there's a man on first...
She's wonderful, Steve. So warm and quick.
There she is.
What's the name of her restaurant?
Lotus Blossom.
I've never had such a wonderful time. And when I think I almost didn't go because I was afraid...
But you're not afraid anymore, are you, Maya?
No. At first, I thought it would be awkward. Then I learned a marvelous thing. People don't mind you not knowing about the things that interest them. All you have to do is ask them to tell you about them.
Maya, you've stumbled onto the secret of being a great conversationalist.
Remember your fortune the first night you were here?
Oh, you mean the one in the fortune cookie about out of small disappointment will come a great happiness or mm-hmm. something?
The small disappointment was yours. No Peking duck. But the great happiness turned out to be mine. Thank you, Steve.
And the pleasure was mine. Good night, Maya.
Good night.
Busy?
Well, yes, I am. But not too busy for you, honey. What is it? What's the matter?
Chip Douglas is marbles champion at school.
Well, good for Chip.
Yesterday, I finally played him.
Hey, big girls don't cry over losing a few marbles.
I won! All of Chip's marbles, and before that, all of Ernie's. Now Chip hates me and never wants to see me again. And the only reason I played was so we could be friends.
Honey, now don't cry. You know, honey, sometimes to win is to lose. Remember that.
Boy, things are sure different today.
They sure are.
I may win! I guess you were just lucky the other day.
Sure, just dumb luck.
I guess that's what it was, all right. Anybody that plays as good as you shouldn't ever lose.
Well, nobody's perfect. You should get your marbles back, Ernie.
Well, it took us a long time. Come on, Chip. Let's go surf skating.
Okay, just the three of us.
Oh, hello, Steve.
Hello, Mai. I didn't know you were closing so soon.
The new owners want to remodel, and I promised them I will be out of my living quarters in a day or two.
Oh, well, where will you live now, Mai? Have you found an apartment?
No, I'm leaving.
You're leaving?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, I thought after last night...
Oh, after last night, I stopped being afraid of the world.
But then why are you running off to Hong Kong?
I'm not going to Hong Kong. I'm going to Paris.
To Paris?
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm going to do there?
What?
I'm going to open a new Chinese restaurant there.
Well, what do you know? Egg foo young and champagne, huh? That's wonderful, Maya.
Steve, there's something I want you to have. The lotus.
Finally blossomed, didn't it?
Yes, Steve. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't forget to tune in later tonight when we say sayonara to My Three Sons during an all-night retrospective we call Night of the Setting Suns. 12 years in the making, shot in color and black and white, featuring a cast of 14 actors, 15 if you count Tramp. All your favorite moments here for the last time on Night of the Setting Suns. All night.